Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Water treatment funding on tap today by Federico Martinez, F-M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z, at OAOA.com. The Odessa City Council will discuss their tentative decision to use certificates of obligation to pay for a $95 million rehabilitation of the current water treatment plant during today's work session. The council is scheduled to take their final binding vote on the issue during their regular council meeting on July 27th. City Secretary Norma Grimaldo confirmed on Monday that the Ector County Republican Party has not yet turned in petitions that would instead place a $95 million bond issue on a future ballot that would allow voters to decide whether the city should proceed with a bond, superseding council's decision to use COs to pay for the project. COs only require a vote by council to proceed. According to the Ector County Elections Office, the Ector County GOP has 45 days, or until July 24th, to collect and submit a minimum of 2,798 voter signatures, or 5% of the total number of current registered voters, which is 55,950. GOP Chairwoman Tisha Crow, who could not be reached for comment on Monday, has previously said her group hopes to obtain a minimum of 3,500 signatures before submitting the petitions. Council members Mary Willis, Tom Sprawls, Steve Thompson, and Deidre White in June voted in favor of pursuing certificates of obligation bond to pay for the water treatment plant rehabilitation. Mayor Javier Hoven, Mark Mata, and Denise Swanner voted against because they favored the idea of having voters decide the issue. A majority 4-3 vote is required to approve the COs. The GOP's petition must be submitted prior to Council's June 27th vote in order to force a public vote, election officials have said. If voters defeated the bond request, the city would not be able to pursue a CO for 3 years, Assistant City Manager of Administrative Services Cindy Muncy has said. Hoven has repeatedly questioned city officials' claims that the current 60-year-old facility is in dire straits and, if not fixed immediately, could leave thousands of Odessans without water. City administrators have said using COs would result in lower interest rates and allow work on the plant to begin by the end of the year. Hoven has publicly stated numerous times that the cost of an election would be about $100,000. Crow has said a public vote would be much less expensive, but has not indicated how much she thinks it would cost. The proposed rehabilitation project would include extensive upgrades to the current plant's electrical and computer systems, chemical feed and filter systems, and chemical storage facility, Public Works Director Tom Kerr has previously told council. Muncy said the $95 million bond, would be paid back with water and sewer funds. If bond dollars are used, it would likely result in a monthly increase in residents' water rates. She estimated the increase will be $3.68 per 5,000 gallons used. West Texas Food Bank rolls out Produce Pod in collaboration with Chevron. Photo by Michael Bauer, Odessa American. General Manager of Operations for Chevron's business unit, Brent Grove, talks to reporters Monday at the Martin County Food Pantry in Stanton. By Michael Bauer, M-B-A-U-E-R at OAOA.com. Stanton. After a delay, the West Texas Food Bank has finally been able to bring out the Produce Pod, which is designed to help roll out fresh produce into underserved areas in West Texas. The project, which is in collaboration with Chevron, will help out rural areas as the West Texas Food Bank had a launch celebration at the new Martin County Food Pantry on Monday in Stanton. The Produce Pod project was put on hold due to the pandemic, but is now ready to roll out to the underserved rural areas in the 19 counties that the West Texas Food Bank serves. We've always been really proud of our relationship with Chevron, West Texas Food Bank Executive Director Libby Campbell said. They've done such amazing things for the West Texas Food Bank and the 19 counties that we serve. Chevron's always been there to help with mobile distributions and with our partner agencies. Chevron's always helped. They've always been really great with being innovative community corporate partners, which is exactly what you need in the food bank business, especially during times like COVID. The West Texas Food Bank's collaboration with Chevron also includes the community kitchen, which before the pandemic was serving around 1,500 children through the Kids Cafe and summer feeding programs. At the beginning of the pandemic, the feeding programs could not operate due to safety concerns, but the kitchen did not cease operations. Before COVID, we were really looking at different ways to bring fresh produce into our 19 counties, Campbell said. Campbell said that being isolated, it can sometimes be harder to get fresh food out to the underserved areas in the 19 counties that the West Texas Food Bank covers. This project will help bring fresh produce to those areas. This will give them an extra storage space or capacity immediately to help store cold items so that they can hand those out to our clients, Campbell said. So for Chevron to be able to work with us and provide a solution for our partner agencies and our mobile distributions to provide immediate storage is huge. Of course, Chevron was able to jump on and always believed in our crazy innovative ideas. The West Texas has seen an increase in the amount of food to help out the 19 counties it serves. We went from 6.4 million pounds of food before COVID, Campbell said. We finished last year at 10.4 million pounds of food, and this year we'll close out the year at 13.3 million pounds of food to the 19 counties that we serve. That's a huge increase, but we couldn't do it without our corporate partnerships like Chevron. General Manager of Operations for Chevron, Brent Groh, said that Chevron supports the community and that food security is a huge part of helping the communities and for them to thrive. With the West Texas Food Bank, we talked about how we can further our partnership and the ability to provide produce to remote locations, and keeping it cool was one of the challenges. So through this partnership, we talked about a mobile produce pod that will help serve the need of not only providing produce locally, but throughout the community, Groh said. We're really happy today. I'm honored to launch the first Chevron produce pod. Groh said that it feels great to be able to do this, especially after the challenges posed to many people by the pandemic last year. So many people, like kids, parents, and elderly, had a challenge providing food for their families and finding food on a daily basis. So knowing that we can be a part of the equation to helping people is great, Groh said. For the West Texas Food Bank, it's been a relief to finally get the long-awaited produce pod rolling. We originally had started building and got it underway a couple of months before COVID started, and then, of course, with manufacturing stopping and everything slowing down, it put about a six-month stop to the break process, Campbell said. When we finally did get the pod in, we just wanted to use it without ribbon cutting, so it was a huge relief for our rural partners who needed immediate capacity space. 533 days. For 533 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through January 6th, the city has spent $112,138.47 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County, 17,772 total cases, 379 deaths. Midland County, 19,578 total cases, 274 deaths. Texas, 3,032,699 total cases, 52,763 deaths. U.S. cases, 33,896,296 total confirmed, and 606,618 deaths. Find out more at COVIDinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. Closing prices. Posted, $62.90. Futures, $66.42. Natural gas, $3.779. Benchmark U.S. fell $5.39 to $66.42 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Hello, this is Kay, reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, July 20th, 2021, obituaries and death notices. Stephanie Arnold, Midland. Stephanie Arnold returned home on Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. She finished her long battle with cancer and won the victory of an eternal home and rest. Stephanie was born in Lubbock, Texas on January 27th, 1962, to Jack and Iris Estes. She is survived by her parents, also by her husband, Bruce Arnold of Midland, Texas, daughter Katie Brannon and her husband Chad of Odessa, two grandchildren, Tristan and Brennan Clayton, daughter Abby Simpson, PAC, and her husband Sean Simpson, MD, of Lubbock, Texas, brother Randy Estes and his wife Lisa of Goddard, Kansas. She also has many nieces and nephews. Memorial service will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, July 23rd, 2021, at Golf Course Road Church of Christ. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Christine Moore Hilton, Odessa. Christine Moore Hilton died at the age of 97 on July 17, 2021. She was the only child born to Elmer Moore and Rowena Lewis Moore on January 26, 1924, in Meridian, Texas. Christine is survived by her son, Joe, of Odessa, daughter-in-law, Deb, of Lockhart, grandchildren, Tara Bertram and husband, Cody, and Matthew Hilton and wife, Madavi, along with four great-grandchildren. A private service will be held for family. It is requested that no flowers be sent and donations be made to their favorite charity. Jonelle Nelson Sims, Odessa. Jonelle Sims, devoted wife, mom, and JoJo, passed away on Saturday, July 17, 2021, at the age of 96, after a two-year residency at the Courtyards Assisted Living Facility. Jonelle was born in El Paso, Texas, on October 20, 1924, to Lloyd A. Nelson and Faye Wynn Nelson. Jonelle Nelson married Alonzo G. Lonnie Sims on June 10, 1950, in El Paso, Texas. She was preceded in death by husband Lonnie Sims, her parents Lloyd and Faye Nelson, and her brother Lloyd Bud Nelson, Jr. She is survived by her three sons and their wives, Gary and Nancy Sims of Odessa, Curtis and Janet Sims of Austin, Scott and Glenda Sims of Austin, her seven grandchildren and their spouses, and 14 great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, at First United Methodist Church, 415 North Lee, Odessa, Texas, with Pastors Jay Armstrong, Karen Carlson, and Donnie Williams officiating. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the United Methodist Church of Odessa, the Bridge Church of Odessa, Meals on Wheels, or a charity of your choice. The family of Jonell Sims wishes to extend our sincere thanks to the Courtyard's Assisted Living, Hospice Odessa, her Republican women friends, her Builder's Sunday School class, and her special friends at First Methodist and The Bridge. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Death notices. Albert Villegas, Odessa. Albert Villegas, 54, died Friday, July 16, 2021, in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Paralee Estelle Crump, Tyler. Paralee Estelle Crump, 86, of Odessa, died Thursday, July 15, 2021, in Tyler, Texas. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Friday, July 23, 2021, at Northside Baptist Church. Burial follows at Los Angeles Gardens section of Ector County Cemetery. Brother Clydell Chapman is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Oscar Patricio Cokey Urquidy, Odessa. Oscar Patricio Cokey Urquidy, 49, of Odessa, Texas, died Friday, July 16, 2021, in Odessa, Texas. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Wednesday, July 21, 2021, at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Los Angeles. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Coconut oil in coffee can have mixed results. Dear Dr. Roach, I've started using coconut oil instead of milk and sweetener in my coffee. I find that a quarter teaspoon of coconut oil blended with 12 ounces coffee is pretty yummy. But I want to make sure I'm not doing any harm, since my own LDL has risen and my HDL has fallen since December. I have heard that coconut oil is healthy, but also that it's saturated fat. QL. Answer. Compared with a similar amount of a non-tropical vegetable oil, coconut oil does raise both total and LDL cholesterol. The effect is not large. In a review of many studies, the increase in cholesterol was about 10 points in people who started using coconut oil, but the amount that people use will, of course, be critical. A quarter teaspoon a day is unlikely to have much of an effect on your blood cholesterol levels. The effect on HDL cholesterol in these studies was different from what you saw, as coconut oil tends to raise the healthy HDL levels. Overall, most experts believe that coconut oil is not as healthy for you as other vegetable oils, such as olive or sunflower oil, but is not as bad for you as saturated animal oils, such as butter or lard. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Adult son resists rent demands from parents. Dear Abby, should a 23-year-old son pay room and board even though he spends little time at home and eats out often? He doesn't do laundry or help around the house. His argument is, we shouldn't take money so he can save and buy a condo. We are middle-class people, and at times, some bills are hard to pay. Our 20-year-old daughter contributes $100 a week, but she earns considerably more than he does. He is laying a guilt trip on us, and now I'm questioning whether our daughter should pay if he doesn't. Your advice will help us clarify how the household should run. Signed, Temporarily Confused Mom. Dear Temporarily Confused, your adult children should both contribute because the income is needed. Since your son earns less than your daughter and can't afford to pay as much as she does, perhaps he should pay the same percentage of his income as his sister. However, if that's not feasible, he should absolutely be doing chores around the house to make up for it. The longer you coddle him, the heavier his guilt trips will become, and the greater your frustration will be. Dear Abby, does it seem to you that the definition of the word fiancé has changed? It used to mean a future spouse, someone whom you were committed to marry after a planned engagement period. Now, though, it seems to mean merely the person with whom you are currently having sex or with whom you have a baby in common. Am I right? Signed, Old Fogey in Phoenix. Dear Fogey, the definition of fiancé has definitely changed since the inception of this advice column. Well, into the 1960s, when a couple said they were engaged, it meant they would be married, usually within a year. However, over the last 20 years or so, I have received mail from women referring to the father of their children or the men they have been living with for an extended period as their fiancé. Men, not so often. For anyone interested in reading more about this subject, go online and search for a fascinating article that appeared on Slate.com. The title is, What Do You Call the Person You Are Probably Never Going to Marry? By Hannah Rosen. I highly recommend it. Dear Abby, I was recently invited to a potluck baby shower. I have also been invited to potluck weddings. I always thought the point of a shower/wedding was providing for your guests while they provide gifts. Food is not expensive, and if money is an issue, one could schedule a shower outside of mealtimes or with simple tea and cookies. I'd appreciate your thoughts on this. Signed, Potluck Baby Shower. Dear Potluck, my thought is, if the concept of a potluck baby shower or wedding is offensive to you, rather than judge, you should send your regrets. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. You are warm, charming, generous, idealistic, and sometimes shy. However, you are determined and goal-oriented. This year, you will undergo a significant change. It will be noticeable. Expect to have more freedom and to meet new opportunities that are exciting. This year is a pivotal year, which means it's some kind of a turning point for you. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic, 4, positive, 3, average, 2, so-so, 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 4 stars. Your home routine might be interrupted today. Perhaps a family member has unusual news. It's also possible that you might suddenly need to do a repair to where you live. Not again. Unusual news or someone unexpected might arrive on today's scene. Tonight, do something different. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. New faces, new places, and new ideas will make this a stimulating, different day. Your mind is buzzing and you're mentally alert. An unexpected short trip might take place. Possibly a scheduled trip will change or be delayed. Tonight, check your finances. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. Pay attention to your money-making ideas today, because they might be original or ingenious. You have clever ideas. Something might impact your wealth or your possessions today. You might find money. You might lose money. Keep your eyes open. Tonight, cooperate with others. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 3 stars. Today, Mercury is in your sign, dancing with wild, unpredictable Uranus, which creates mental excitement and a keen interest in you. You might make new discoveries or meet new people. You definitely want to do something different today. Tonight, get better organized. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 4 stars. This is a restless day for you because so much seems to be going on behind the scenes. In one way, you're keeping things low-key. Nevertheless, a fresh revelation about something might make you spring into action today. Tonight, socialize, party, schmooze. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. Mercury is your ruling planet, and today it is dancing with unpredictable Uranus, which will attract unusual people into your world. You might meet a real character, possibly someone you already know, probably younger, will say or do something that surprises you. It's an interesting day. Tonight, relax at home. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 3 stars. Someone in a position of authority, a boss, parent, teacher, or the police, might say or do something that catches you off guard today. Hopefully, it's surprising and welcome news. However, it might be something you don't want to hear. If so, edit your response. Tonight, think twice before you speak. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. You might suddenly travel today for an unexpected reason, or possibly travel plans will change. Almost certainly something unusual and different will occur that catches your interest. You might learn something new that is amazing. Perhaps the media will have surprising news. Tonight, get banking information and take care of your possessions. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 4 stars. Double-check details with banking, shared property, and insurance issues because, for your sign, something unexpected will impact these areas today. This could be good news or not. Nevertheless, when it comes to money issues, stay in the know. Tonight, don't be too emotional. However, go after what you want. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 3 stars. A partner or close friend will surprise you today by suggesting something or doing something you didn't expect them to do. Possibly they will introduce you to someone unusual, or you might meet someone unusual in the general public. Tonight, enjoy solitude in quiet surroundings. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 4 stars. Pet owners should be alert about their pets today because something unexpected might happen. Likewise, surprising health-related news could occur. Your job might have an exciting breakthrough today, or you might meet someone who is interesting related to your job, perhaps a new coworker or a client. Tonight, talk to a friend. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. This is a creative day for you, which is why you can dream up new ideas, new concepts, and see new visions for whatever you might want to achieve. Surprise invitations will come your way. Say yes. Sports events also might have unusual outcomes. New love will blossom for some. Tonight, eyes are on you. Astrologer Georgia Nichols.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.